First, I want to say, Chatoya Nimaske Ayoyim. After I walked out last time, I felt the Gemara Shoshana needed a little work, okay? And I worked it over. And it's a very interesting thing. If you look at it, Rabbi Yeshua was distressed, okay? So, you know, what was he distressed about? Rabbi Gamliel said he has to come, and that's the psak, and that's what you have to do. That's what the sosa means, okay? So I assume the stress was that he wasn't sure about that, okay? Okay. Comes Rabbi Akiva and tells Mishtikul Teira, independent of your confusion or lack of clarity in Loisoso, Lamaisa, there's no problem anyway, because there's a new drasha which you knew about that you don't need diktuk, but there's also a problem of mutin, okay? And Shalom Yisrael. Okay? And mutin is not problem, mutin is beseder. Okay? Comes and you don't find that Yeshua picked himself up and went on his way to Rabbi Gamliel after his altercation with Rabbi Akiva. That's not what you see in the Gemara. You see in the Gemara that came with Desim in Hukkanis and told Shtikul Teira that every Shloisha is Moshe Aharon, whatever, every Shloisha is like Bezen Shal Aharon, Bezen Shal Moshe Aharon, right? And that you keep your Mahara Acha them, it's like your Mahara Acha Bezen Shal Moshe Aharon. Okay. So a priori, I would have said that the Ramban learns, oh, that's state in the Gemara. The Rabdeis is Mechadish, Dishtikul Teira from Loisosu. Okay? And that's why Rabbi Yeshua picked himself up and Bamakloi and went to Rabban Gamliel on Yom HaKippur show. It's Mamash Gevaldik. The only problem is, and I don't know the answer, but I think that's much better shot in the Gemara. Okay? And that's what the Ramban's Bechor deriving. But the Gemara there is talking about Kol Shloisha, it's talking about a Bezin per se. It's not talking about Bezin Magodim. And Lechira, the love of Leisosa, and the peculiar din of Leisosa, which the Ramban is Machadish of Yomin and Smol, is only on Bezin Magodim. So Mamonishach, you came to Mahara on a Bezin and do Leisosa. And you know, Lechiri is, I think, here's a combination of two things, or each one by itself, or the second thing. But whatever it is, it's a bezin of shleisha. And Lechiri, what the Ramban's trying to prove, is something that a bezin agol. So the bottom line is very strange. Okay, so if you learn like the Rambam, not like the Ramban, that basically Kiddush HaChodesh requires Bezin HaGadol, and they're an expression of Bezin HaGadol, and the Bezin HaShleisha is really talking about Kilu. I don't know exactly why it should be, but Bezin HaShleisha is Ki'ilu, the representation of Bezin HaGadol, the Seder. But according to Ramban, you do not need Bezin HaGadol for Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what the Ram is Machadish. The shliach, kilu, it's always within rishus of Bezin HaGadol. And I'm only thinking, according to Ramban, Bezin HaGadol is kain, the rishus, but I don't think it's anything to do with Bezin HaGadol b'chav. That's why they could be kiddush after Bezin, because Ramban quotes in Kuf Nun Gimel, where he's talking about the assay of Kiddush HaChodesh, he talks about Mochen Gerim. So Chayyid is no Bezin HaGadol anymore, it's still a Kiddush HaChodesh, you don't need it. So if you don't need it, so how can you quote Kiddush HaKodesh to tell you something about Lo Soso? Okay? Now, I think the question is clear. Now it's clear. Okay? Okay? The Seder? I just said it very fast. I didn't want to take time on it, but you have to go over the Gemara. You have to go over things. Now I think it's clear. Okay, now. That is one. Two. Now I'm skipping a little bit, going back to further what we're supposed to be up to. Maybe like this. Avo. Atakonus magzeris shegozo hachomim lemishmeris hatera ulgede shelo Okay, I'm not sure that Mishmeres HaTeisi, sometimes we showing him double Le Teferes HaMelitza. And sometimes they double, they're saying, oh, the dot, and they're saying that. And here, I would be mitzadeh to assume it's only a kefir l'tferes hamlitza, because I don't know if there's a difference between mishmeres ha-teira u'l'gedah shaloh. Okay? Ein lahem b'lav hazeh el smach ba'almo. V'ein b'lahem din hamloh klal. It's a very strange loss. Did I talk about this last time? Ein b'lahem din hamloh. Did I talk about this? Ein b'lahem din hamloh klal. So what happened over here? Okay, he seems to be ready to say that there is an issue. Abraham Hamrok Kalud, he's bothered that you might have said that disagreeing with the Rabbonons, I mean, violating the Rabbonon is not a problem, like also. But if you are married in the ability to misakim, and you violate the law, you have something about, because he said two different issues over here. There's one issue that if a person violates the Rabbanon, he doesn't violate Lo Yisasu. And secondly, that if he denies the rishus of Bez Nagodo, the koyach to misaking, that's not hamra. Okay, two different issues. And he could have imagined that he could have split between the two. This is very important. Okay? Correct? Now, and you know why is Eibon Din Hamloh Klal? Because Zokin Mamre requires a Midibri Seifim, which is a Deraisa. Not Midibri Seifim, Drabbanan, correct? As the Ramban discusses Barichus. And it can't be Zokin Mamre. Then he says something very important. Remember, we're learning with the Rav. The Rav also, the Rav pointed this out, okay? Then he says a line over here which is extremely important. The kol shekein. He means there's something kol shekein shamamro behen v'oiver bi'achas al das shu'oisi isa. He accepts their authority, but I want to violate it anyway. She'eno oiver b'lav azeh. V'eno b'chlal din pashizu klal. But he's ready to accept that a person who denies Bezin's authority, in other words, this klal that he said before, he's ready to question it. And that was really an introduction to the next part. And he's ready to, if you question the authority of Bezin Agodo, even though what the Masakin is not a Chal Hashem Ederaisa, because you violate it. It's only an Issa Drabonon, but if you deny the authority to Masakin, you violate a deraisa. L'chere is, he's not ready to say Zokin Mamre, because look what he does over here. He says, the eno b'chlal din parsha zu klal. I think what he's ready to do is to split. Is to say there might be a loisoso, there might be something in the parsha from an iso, independent of Zokin Mamre. Because he's not ready to say drabonon if you deny the samchus of Bez Nagodo that you're Zochim Amre, but he says the eno b'chlal din parshizu b'chlal if he accepts Bez. This is very, very important. Very, very important. Rabban, there's a difference between denying Bez Nagodo and violating the Nisa.
So in the parsha there's no din hamra.
What?
In the parsha there's no din hamra.
There's no din zokin mamre. There's ein b'din hamra klal. That's where he starts. He says there's nothing. Then he's ready to say maybe there's something that if you accept that you violated nisa. You see, that's the kol shekein. It's a setup. Okay. One, the first statement, it's nothing. Okay. The second statement is ready to accept that you differentiate between the two. And then the parasha refers to a mamre on the samchus drabonim, but he wouldn't be a zochim mamre, I assume, which is very, very important, which is a whole new insight into Rabban, correct?
You mean if he intends to be kofir in there samchus, he's prepared now to say that you are in the parasha?
Yeah, but I don't think he'd be a zochim mamre, but he's in the parasha. That's why he stresses the eino b'chal din parasha zuklal. Even l'chatchila, he identified the parasha of Zochim Mamre with Zochim Mamre. Okay? This is very interesting, correct?
Doesn't the parasha mean you can go over the line?
I don't know. I assume so. You see, I assume that you would, unless you're ready to accept what the Rav Yochum Perlz of Sadi Goyin, that there's a arasei to go and ask your questions to Bez Nagodol and discuss things with them independent of love, which we have to know if that's correct. And that might be Bez Nishavi. I'm not getting involved in that. Because he doesn't talk, he doesn't tell you anything. So we don't know. Everything else is speculation. Okay? But we do know there's something over here. And then I'll tell you something. Then at the end, I'm just going to read you, but I'm not going to explain this to you now. Okay, this just help you a little bit in the question he asked. I'll read you a line from about later. It's not now, and it'll be later, maybe the next year or the year afterwards, okay? I'm reading you a line from Rambam. Avo onu im heyois daiteinu she'ein ben zecha b'lav hazeh. It's not b'chas to do the love. So he's very clear about that. Mikomokoim, minam chachomim. In other words, he's ready to say there might be something there. Maybe that's this hamro over here that he's ready to accept. Because look at it, ein ben zecha. That means he's ready to accept there should be a zecha, even though it's not a zochim mamre. Okay. Mikomokoim, but his opinion is both of them. It's not that, it's not that. But the caution came, but he's ready to accept it, but he disagrees with it, okay? You can imagine someone saying this thing. Mikomokoim, minog chachomimu, loima koloshen hazeh, lefi, shehushu meitoi, they have rishus yisale, they have rishus makodesh boruchu mipia kabola. There's a mesela that Bezen Hagodol has rishus and a mesela kabola l'sake u'l'sader v'heim doshim v'zeromozim v'gematrios. Okay, I'm not going to explain this line now because it's not what we're talking about. But l'cheira, what happens is there are three possibilities. There's a possibility loisoso applies to the Rabban, as the Rambam has. There's a possibility loisoso applies to maybe, we don't know over here, maybe to Bez Nagodol if you question the Samchus. And the third possibility, you have to accept the Samchus of Bez Nagodol, but it has nothing to do with the love. So I assume maybe he's ready to accept the love, because the way he formulates it, she'im b'am zecha b'lav hazeh, mikomokai, you can only have, that's the rejoinder to it. But if you accept that there is, if you say that there's a problem of denying the kech bez nagodol, independent of a kabbalah, l'chay you have to say there's a zecha in the love. That l'chay is what you get the conclusion from. Okay.
What was the third thing you said? Three plus one.
There's one possibility that is the lav b'chal doesn't apply. Okay, and we don't know anything about samchus of Bez Nagodol. Okay, it's not a possibility. The lav doesn't apply b'chal, and we don't know anything about samchus of Bez Nagodol because he says, "Ein ben din hamlo klal." Okay, And then he says, maybe there is a din amro, and I resume under the lav, but that's only if you deny the samchus. And then he has a panel for the third thing. Then he comes from left field and he says, you can accept that Bezdin have a samchus from a whole different area than we knew before. And he says there was a harshah min kabbalah that they have such a koyach, and that's what's going on. And then you could accept this koyach and still say ein lam zeicha b'lava zekal. Okay, I'm not sure if it's a third possibility, but it's really, we have these two possibilities. You could have assumed that once you, in the first possibility, that there's no koyach abed nagod b'chal. So the answer is, there's no koyach to misakeh from the parasha. And the Ramban is machadish, ki liyesh ma'ayin, there's a kabbalah that they have a koyach. Okay? And what I was planning to do, if you want, when I do with this Ramban, I want to go back and go over the discussion we had before about the Ran and Rabbeinu David and the Kavit Shiurim, what is the koyach of the Rabbanon, and compare it to this Ramban. But that green there that I'll come back to, that's not for them. Okay? Now, next. Comes Rabbeinu Yoina and says, Rabbi Sai, there's a hole in the world over here. And those who learn Shari Tshuva, you know, without knowing this Rabban, I don't know if you appreciate what he does in Shari Tshuva. Listen now to Shari Tshuva. Okay? And when I, instead of giving you the introduction and telling you what he says before, which might be pedagogically good, but I want you to see the words before the key, I'm not in any way influencing you, okay? Shari Tshuva. Okay? Shari Tshuva. Shah Gimel Ois Dalet and Hay. Nishayovnu Minatera. Lekabel Takonis Alevim. Vashiftim, Lishmoya Divichachom, Lizoya Bigdireim, Shnemel Isos, Miradova, Shagibacho, Yeminusmo. Okay, that's good. That's the Rambam, no? Correct? Pagam, Kiyus Haunu, Minatero, Lakaim Oleinu, Lihiois, Oleinu, Lihiois, Isin Gholashirenu. Okay, so we have very clear that he is the Rambam's camp. Okay, right? Now he continues. Okay, is that clear? I'm not using putting it in the lecha. That's what he says, correct? Then he continues, and he says like this: Ochein mitzasei minatera chamua midibreya. Even though there's an assay and a loisus there, which the Ramban is using as a wedge against the Rambam, that every the Rabban is more common than the Raisa, the Rabbeinu Yoina says, no, it's true what the Rambam said is correct, but it's not a kasha. The Rabban is a more common. Mi b'nei shehuska ikra dovo b'sefer teres elokim. I thought that the Raisa is on the sefer teres. Mefulish. Okay. Torah is playing the words in the Pesukim in Ezra, whatever it is on those. But Siva Hashem Yisborach, Olo Bifrat. Okay? V'yesh Terochim, and this Prat is very similar to something like the Mochonon, which we may talk about, so not now, okay? With Abchaim, with the Ramban, with the But he's accepting the Lois also and still saying that it's not Bifrat. Okay? V'yesh Terochim. Let's see this now. V'yesh Terochim Utsdodim Yimotsu Shom Divrei Seif V'chamur Midivrei Teir. It is true that the Rabban and the Mohammed the Reis because they're Bifrat. And the Raises and the Rabbanim are Bechal. It's not Mefurish, but say for Teres Elokim. Then he does something which I don't understand. He quotes the Mishnah in Sanhedrin about Ein Tefillin, the Chomer, the Divrei Sofrim. And the Chomer, the Divrei Sofrim, you say, Chamesh Tatofos, Loisa Divrei Sofrim Chayev. Okay? We have no clue what he's talking about, because L'chayla there, the Chamesh Tatofos, not a Drabonon, I don't know what he wants. He's proving that the Chomer in Divrei Sofrim, but the Divrei Sofrim over there means something different than Divrei Sofrim that we're talking about. Okay, I don't know. Okay, just telling you it's a problem. Okay. Then he says like this. This is the important thing. I'm not interested in that. Okay, you work on it, let me know. Okay. It's a paradigmatic thing. The derais is Mochomer because it's a lav, it's an even an assay which is mufurish b'klor b'frat, and the darbonos are more kal even an assay b'leisa seh because they're not mufurish in the klor. However, there's a chayim in the darbonos, there's a chayim misa shemaim, chayim misa. However, divrei chacham chayim misa. So we don't know what's going on. How do you play this out? Okay. That's where he ends Dalet. If you read Shari Tshuva, Gimel, or he's Dalet, you're completely confused. Okay? Then he goes on hey, and explains it. This is going to be the important part. The Ato, Halo Yesh Lecholadas. Mipenei ma ho'eva al divrei chachamim chayiv misa min ho'eva al mitzvah haseh v'al mitzvah leisaseh. Mitzvah say mitzvah says there's no chiv misa, and it's not about divrei novim. The answer is mitzvah chinuch. Torah is different, okay? It's not about divrei novim, okay? V'ze pesha adova. Now he's going to tell you what the pshat. V'ze pesha adova. Like it's a dramatic, you know. Ki oiva al divrei chachomim, hashimi lo ol liboy lases kein. He denies the efficacy of what the misakev. Loi mizgabe yitzchoy olov, avo ki sichena einov mirois es divreim, v'lo yahalich b'noi yamuna. He questions the authority b'chlal. V'lo moshach b'ol Gzeirosa, he denies the authority. V'lo yitrach l'kayim ma'amolom, ki lo nichtav b'seif ha'tera. And he uses this, which Rabbi Yonah starts l'chatchila, that this is b'frat, and this is not b'frat, as a proof that they have no efficacy. And he doesn't have a certain sense of morbidity and a certain sense of charota after he violates the Rabbonon. The nokot asher nafshei moroloi, the nokot befono, v'yiro v'yetzaloi, and it's completely distraught. And he has with himself polemics. How did his Yetzirah let him be chayte? He doesn't have those polemics with Rabbonis. Okay, mishpat mavet yeh liish ki hipil dobo echod mikol divreim hatevim. Because of denial of the efficacy of the Rabbonon, that's why it's Mishpat Moses. V'hu ki oimer ninako et moisrei seimoi. It's not much very graphic. But then he does, and he flips the whole world upside down, this last line. Listen to this last line, grace yourself. So where's the Chiyum Misa from? Zokter. Listen to this. Al kein mishpat moves yir liish hazeh liish ki hipil dova echod Mikol Divrei Abateivim. Vukim and Anatko Mois Esmois Reiseimois. V'doime! V'mashe Kosev Be'in Zokin Hamam Rei. Espia Chachomim. Voish Asher Yase V'zodoim. Levilti Shmoye El Hakveim. And he flips, and he does it amazing thing. Putting the Sabbath in the Yonah together with the Ramban is amazing. Because what the Ramban is ready to say, that he's ready to accept, if you know the efficacy of Bezdin, you might be in the parasha. But every time you violate the Ramban, it's not doing anything. And Rabbi Yonah flips the world upside down and says, every time you violate the Ramban, you are basically denying the efficacy. And a violation of the Ramban is Chayav Misa, because the person is not distraught, doesn't have any morbidity, doesn't look back with charata. He basically is a zoking mamre. He denies the efficacy of Bezdin. Violation of the Rabbonon is denying the efficacy of Bezdin. And that's why it's chivis. Basically what he's done is, the Rabban has worked all these amudim to try to take away, to say that two disparate issues, Drabonon and Zochim Mamre, we'll see more that he does it, okay? Rabbi Yonah says, no, it's all the same issue, because anyone who violates Drabonon really is a Zochim. The key Misa in violating Drabonon are thus as a Zochim Mamre with Drabonon. Look, he compares it, there's a parallel. Listen to the lesson again, and tell me if I'm saying something, just telling you what he says. Okay, mishpat movis ye liish ki hibil dover echod mikol divrei matevim vuhu ki oime ninatko es mois reisemoi v'doime lemashe kosuv b'inyan zokin hamamre es pia hachomim vuhish v'doime. For Yish Asher Yase Bezodoin Levilti Shmoye El Hakayim. What the love, the Isa Zochi Mamre, and the Chiv Misa is denying the efficacy of Bezdin Agodol, and this is what this person is doing also. And that's why the Drabonos are Chayim Misa. Okay? I don't even know if he's Chayim Misa in Shemayim. He's Chayim Misa in Bezdin. He talks with Chayim Misa. He doesn't say Shemayim. He mamish compares the two.
How's this compared to the Rambam?
Because I'll tell you something. Okay, I'm going to tell you something which may blow your mind. Okay. There was I remember it was the first letter which I was holding on to when I started working on the Igros HaGrid. It must have been Pesach, maybe 20 years ago, okay? And I told my late wife, she wanted us to go to Gur to visit someone. I'm walking, I'm holding on to this letter and not putting it down, okay? Okay, it was a letter, Chav Amin Soloveitchik, and the father, to his father, okay? Well, Rabbi Aaron was about 10 years old.
No.
And what the Rav is machadish over there, okay? I'm not getting involved in the letter. He says, if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Hotzeiach Nefesh by Shofar Dom, see, Rabbi Aaron, I think, says that a Shofar Dom is Chai Misle Shomayim. He says, if you look carefully at the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says he's Chayim Misa HaShemayim, but he's not nitfas that Bezdin should carry out the sentence. Okay? If you want, I can read the Lashon. It's in Perek Beis, Avichos Oseach Shmiras HaNefesh Halacha Beis. Okay? That was his deal. That was Farish Beisik. Okay? So I ask myself, looking at this Rabbi Yonah, is he saying the same thing, maybe. And that's how he compared it to Zochi Mamre, except that the Zochi Mamre was only Nitfas Bisman did in the Foshis, and show him Yisrael, or it was never said in the Rabbonis, whatever it happened to be said. And here, it's not Nitfus. Bezin wasn't said. There was no parsha to say that Bezin could give the sentence, but he basically is the same thing. Which is basically what's going on in Shefichas Damim. Okay? The Moshul, I think, is very, very good. Okay? And you have to just think about that. Okay? Okay. Because you can have such a thing. They talk about the Nesh, the Neshicha of the Rabban Shena Masusa. Masusa doesn't have a cure. And the Gemara talks about different ways people die when the Chayim Misa, when Bezin doesn't have the Dine Misa. I don't know exactly. You read the words of Beinu Yena, you don't get the impression he's stressing Chibi Zishamayim. Okay? Okay? That's all I'm just trying to tell you. And you can decide that yourself. Okay? Yeah, see, Ravishav, just, you know. Okay? Can I continue? See, even if I stop over here, this is an amazing observation. The Rambam over there is complete. Okay, correct? Next. You want to read the Rambam? You want to see the Lashon Rambam? Okay, let's see. Just bag it better. We're incorporated. Larig es chaveiro. O shesholach avodov v'holguhu. O shekofas chaveiro v'nicho lefnei ho'agi. Ukiyetzi boi v'ogotze achaya. V'chein ahirig es atzmo, suicide. Kol echon me'elu shifich domim hu. The avin hayriga biyodoy, the chayiv misa lashomayim, and therefore, the lashon is gevaldik. The ein behen misas bezdin. The boy the shalom. If it's chayiv behen misa b'teshamayim, the sequel don't make no sense. Okay, and that's the world goes further and says all the other cases that are not designed mitzvah noyach nochri sheshavas nochri shalom atera. It's not that he's chayiv misa de shemayim. There's no chayiv misa de shemayim in bet noyach. He's chayiv misa, but also the din misas bezin was only said in the Zayin Mitzvahs, because the mitzvah of Dinim is Lishpoy B'Shah Zayin Mitzvahs, but not in other things. So even if he's Chayim Misa, Choyvo, Goy Shechovo B'Yisrael, the Chayim Misa, Vein Bezim Vein Misa, they say. And this is this. The question is, is this what Rabbeinu Yoin is saying also compared to Zokin Mamet? What you have this and this? Then truth is, I'll be trying the first time, the second, the third time I wrote it over, I didn't get it. And once I said the shir now, I said to myself, this is it. Or maybe it's it at least. But you certainly, okay, good. Whether it's it or not, I can't tell you. But I can tell you, you certainly have to mention this. It gives a whole new perspective. But it's only the love's observation. Once he said it, or does it Rambam? He's chayim misa l'shamayim v'imei misa. I say the b'nishem. What's the belt? What is he talking about? Okay, right. Okay, next. Now, so here now You see the Rabbi Yoina, you see the Rabban. It's mamish, this Rabbi Yoina is beautiful compared to Rabban. Okay? Especially now, the reason why I brought it in now is right after he talks about he's ready to accept Amra, but only as a second, a last resort, the Rabbi Yoina says, all the Rabban is dead. Okay? Next. Avuhin donu b'mamrei shalohem oynish hanidui. Okay, this is very strange. Ein donu b'mamrei shalohem b'oynish hanidui. Mamrei shalohem b'oynish hanidui. Kamo shaninu omer Reb Yehuda chas v'sholom. The mission edyes chas v'sholom shakavya nisnado she'ein azor ninelis al kol ha'odom shev Yisrael b'chochmo b'yiras chet kakavya b'mahal alel elis mi nidu es rabbeloza ben hanad. He's not stam, he's ribi. That's smicha, and it was the chachma, and it was that's smicha. Ishi piyush mera. Rabbi Elazar ben Hanan, she pikpik b'netilas yadayim. V'hine ze lo kibulov gzeru shagozav b'yadayim l'chulin, but it's chayiv elanidui, v'hu kovoid harav klima. Our covetous and hedging Baalei Takana Moshe Omu B'shlishi Shal Brochais. Okay, something amazing has happened here. Okay, you notice the word Mamre, and the Ramban is medayik that from the word pikpek. Okay. Correct. So lechere. See, I'm not sure what happened. If you go back and you look back, I'm not sure if the Ramban's changing or giving two different sides of the coin. I'm not sure exactly what happened. Because you recall, Ramban talked about the Einish Nidui on some which doesn't have Ikam and Atei and all the Rabbonins, and he mentions three cases. He mentions Yantu Sheni Shogolies, and he mentions Moloch HaMpurim, which we said might be in the Havamin of the Gemara, that it was Shamte, and he mentioned Mizalzim and the Tulis Yadayim. Okay. And the Chor, all of them are equated, and that's being violated each of the Rabbonim. Okay. Now the Chor, he's presenting this not as Mizalzim and the Tulis Yadayim, but as Mefakvik. In the Tilas Yadayim, questioning the whole Takana itself. Okay? And something amazing has happened over here, okay? The Rambam seems to say that Nidui in general, okay, is a problem of Kfod HaRav. And he puts it in Hilchos Sanhedrin, correct? Hilchos Talmud Torah, excuse me. He puts it in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and it's Kfod HaRav. And we said it's not in Einish. We said according to the Rambam, there might not be a problem when you do it in Shabbos. Okay? The Ramban even calls this case of Nidui in Einish. Okay? However, what the Ramban seems to be doing, that the Nidui and the Rabbonons are very different. There's sometimes violent in the Rabbonon, a Dovah Shein Lo'ika might be Chayev Nidui, but I don't know if it's an issue of Kavod of Bezdin. He doesn't talk about Kavod of Bezdin there. Here, when he talks about Bimamre on Bezdin HaGadol, here he talks about a pickbook. Here he talks about Nidui of Kavod HaRav. So what he's done is, after he introduced already before, there's a separate issue on the Rabbonans a separate chaimer of questioning the efficacy of Bezdin. He says, even that person that questions it is not in the parsha of Zokei Mamre, but is in, but has this nidui of Kovod Bezdin. He is basically denying the Kovod of Bezdin. Which is a very interesting thing. And what's happening, okay, and this is Mar of Nefoshes, that's what he's going to end up saying. This is Mar of Nefoshes. So it means Mamish Bezna Godel, and it's all the Dinim, and Bezna did not kill him. And he says, whatever it is, he should have been a Takarem, this is okay, Mamre. Because the Rabbonim, Kilet Tachomet Tachashay Shos, whatever. Let's see exactly what that means. That's the problem itself. But he's saying it's Mamish Amamre, and whether it's the Reis or not, we don't know. Depending upon his discussion before, but whatever it is, it's only nidui, it's a nidui on Kovod HaRav. And he calls Kovod HaRav an Einish. It's just the opposite we did in the Rambam. But I'm just saying it's very strange, you know, but Chazor, who is trying to point out two sides of the issue, but at the beginning of the Ramban, you got the impression they're all three the same, that the problem was Zilzul. And violated the Rabbonon of Madrash Shein Shagolius and Purim, and putting all three in the same bundle, not quoting Kovod HaRav, not quoting anything. And over here, he packages it a different way, that someone who could have imagined being a Zokei Mamre and the Rabbonon is Chayav Nidui. So the Porsche is that even though you have to be this need is for Hesia because it's covered by Nagodol, and even though he's a Chochem Zokim B'Chochmo, we don't have to worry about him. We talk about him with the Menadim V'Rabim L'Chayra. Even though there might not be even a Smach to Lisoso. And there might only be a asmacht of shalavichi agetcha, because the emes is lechera the tilis yadayim of the tuma. I'm not sure what you would put it into. You have to ask yourself, and we'll have to think about it. I'm not sure. Maybe this. See, the Ramban does. Let me leave this over, because I think we'll see later clear in the Ramban compares it to Mishmeres, okay? Okay. Now. That's, he says, of Yezeh lo kibel, olov gzeh shegozom yedayim l'chul. L'chayre, it's not that he's mafakr in all the rabbons, he denies the efficacy of the tilis yadayim. Okay. And this l'chayre is different. All the Rishonim talk about Zilzol, this is not the Ramban. This is not Zilzol in the Tilis Adayim, this is Pikpik, L'chayah. And this, the Emes is a Netziv. Because the Netziv in Shilta Tzadi, Seif Oiz Gimel, is ready to say that mezalzel in the tilas yadayim, but is moida that the issue is a tumas yadayim, and that you can be machalik between tumas aguf and yadayim. That's not chayiv nida. The whole chayiv nida over here is the pikpuk. That's what's going on over here. Correct? The Ramban is pickbook. So it comes out that it's a very different thing. The nidui of Kovar Agav in the Rambam, it's a way to master the person in tshuva. And the Ramban, the Kovar Agav over here in the pickbook in the Tilis Yudayim, is poshit to give him an oinish like a Zochei Mamre. But a Zochei Mamre on the Rabbonim, which is not the parsha, but he basically is a Mamre. Okay? Now, then he goes on the Ramban goes on and says that Akav Mahalil is Hoye Bizman Gidin the Foshes. And this case was Mandin in the Foshes. How did he know that? How did he know that? Because Rakav Mekalil was in the later generation of Tanoim. So how did he know he was Mandin in the Foshes? Because he was in Hedron of Peches. More than Hedron of Peches, Rabbi Lozo Oime, Afilu Woman Piashmur, Behein Oime, Kachu Beinenu, Neharag, Kidei Shelo Yavu Makogis Yisrael, Vim Tema, Bipnei ma loyhogoi loyhogu es akavya ben mahalalel bipnei shaloy chayra halacha lemaisa. So the chayr is very clear that there's no problem of it's man din in the foshes. That was the Ramban's right. The chayr is good right. It's a quote of the Gemara, but the chayr, it's like an open and shut case. Correct? Now, I want to tell you even more than that. So it means that a person, Bizman Shebezna Godol is Kayim, who violates the Rabbonon and his Mamre Aleim is Chayiv Nidui. And what's the din of a person who's Mamre Ambez Nagodo Bizman She'ein Nefoshes according to the Ramban? There I want to prove to you the Einish is Chayiv. And the Ramban is trying to say over here that the Rabbonon is only Nidui. How do I know that it's Chayiv? I have a Ramban in Bob Metzir. The Ramban in Bob Metzir in the New Testament base, when he talks about Loz Agodo with the Kesolim back and forth in and out, he says, "The Esh Shehem Hoye Oyme Mipi Ashmur, Vu Oyme Kachu Be'enai, Lefikol Ekibu Meno Kogai Shebo'ilu." Whatever. But he was talking about the real stuff of Zochei Mamre. The Ilu Hir Lamaise Bizman Habayis Hoyinas Zochei Mamre Lefikoch Hichmiro Lov Ubeilchuhu, which is not a Lashon of Nidui, which is a Lashon of Klola. So that's this Chadish over here, Klola. And that, so the Rabbonans are different. Even if your mamre and bezna godol, even bezman, she is based on this kayim, it's only nidui. And if you do something which would have been achil misa, but it's chosat tznoim, either the bezna is not there, the bezna godol is not there, or it's not a royal misa, the oynish is klol. So an oynish zokei mamre shechosat tznai, according to the Ramban, is klola. Correct? To tznai based on this kind, correct? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that the Einish Zochim Mamre, this man Shaitz based on Mish Kayim, is a Stam Nidui, and the old Einishim. And I'll give it to you. The Rambam in Perek Gimel of the Rosh Mamre, Maloch of Vov and Zayim, Hoyechochom HaMufla, Shalbezin, V'cholak, V'shona, V'lom Limelachirin, Kedvorov, אבולוי הוי לאסיס פוטו שנאמר ואיש שיעשה בזודן לוי שיוימה בזודן אלא שיוירה לאסיס או יעשה באחר יוירה לאסיס לא סוגר נוח אוקיי בסדר נעל אגב לוי שיין וכל אלו קייץ בהם שהם פטורים מן המיסה יש לבזן הגודל לנדויסם נא לקלום אוקיי לנדויסם ולהפרישון ולהקריסון ולמנון מלמד כפי מה שיעור להן שהדוב הצורך לכך. They have no limits, but the peculiar oynish you start off with is a poshut and nidui, not the Ramban's chirim or klola, okay, or berchu. Now let's continue over here. Is a very big problem. A very big problem. V'hoi yizeh b'zman din in the foshes, v'imei akavya b'mahal alel. V'yosem maise b'ham lo'osoy. V'dova osem maise b'ham lo'osoy. Maise. V'dova shumevi lidei chiyuv kores. A maise. B'shel divreim. Ki'in b'chometz b'shoshishis. V'regir lo min ha'oynish el nidu yizeh. Ki hu chiyuv Chiyuvoy bidei shamayim. So he's very clear about this. It's shilogia to lo min ha'oynish ela nidui ki hu chiyuv bidei odom. The nidui is a chiyuv bidei odom. The nidui, that's the only oynish he gets. So he says, according to the Rambam, the shulim is okay, mamu over here. Dovah melidei kores. Correct? That's what he says. Correct. I just don't get it. And he said, what's a nafkimin? It's like chometz rabbanus, nafkimin tushi isha. L'chayra, that's what he means, I assume. Not that the Rambam learns in chometz the problem of tushi isha. He doesn't say that. But l'chayra, the Ramban only had that option. Okay? But the question is, what the Zodan Kuris and the Tilas Yadayim? What is he talking about? So I found an Achrinim, but I'm not clear that they're reading, you know, that you can accept such an opinion. The Sefer called Lechem Yehuda on Hilchos Mamrim, and he claims that the problem is because the Truma is b'sreifa, so therefore it's not Shoma Puta and Shoma Yisrael. Okay? That's what happens, okay? That's what he claims. Okay to say that. It's not Shoma Puta, it's not Nakdushi Isha and Shoma Yisrael. Correct? Okay to say that. So the pickbook in the Tilas Yadayim is not on the mice and the tila, but on the tumor. Because if it's on the mice and the tila, you don't know what he's talking about. Correct? The Beis Yosef is very clear when he quotes this Mishan Edyes. Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Nun Ches Sif Tes, he says it's all the zoyim and tiloson. So L'chere, the Beis Yosef is very clear they were talking about the Mais Netila. L'chere, the Mais Netila has the ton has little to do with the Chiv Kores and with the Kiddush. Correct? The problem is, okay, what is going on over here? Because we're not talking about Netilas Yadayim for Truma. we're talking about Netzilus Adayim for Chul. Correct? Okay. So I'm just very confused. What would they geyser? So even if you say Tzrach Truma, so it means for Chulin, when I have Chulin, I'm not allowed to eat a piece of bread unless I wash, correct? But what were they moistening? Moistening is a new tumor also? It's Tzrach Truma because it's Zeratu Truma, correct? But they were grazed a new tumor over here, and on this tumor, the Chamegan, they call us? On the Tzir Zedayim Lechun? And what does the Rambam want? Bechlau, when the Tzir Zedayim Lechun, why is it the Tzir Zedayim Lechun? Maybe it's Mephak with the Tzir Zedayim Truma. With Truma would be a lot easier. You know, what if he get himself in this mess? So I would have told you, and I don't know if I'm off from Geisen, the question is, who told you that Truma, which is Nisraf, is not a Shoma Pruta? L'chayr, this is Dmei Hesek, you can Masik Tachas Tavshiloi, and Shoma Yisrael, whatever Dmei Hesek is. And who should say, when the Rambam Perek Hei of Hilchos Ishus Halacha Hei, talk about Makadish with Truma, a Kayin doesn't not Machalik, to Truma Tmei and Truma Tehera. So this whole Shtikul Tehera, that this Yad Yehuda, whatever it is, Lechem Yehuda says, is who knows, that I saw in Nachal Eson, he says, Kayin Shikish with Truma Gedoyla, how is the Mekudesh, and Vedar, she calls the Radvaz, low poet, the Radvaz, in Chele Gimel, Simitof Reish Mem Tes, Meroloi Polish Tana, Bein Tehera Letmeya, Mash b'dei chiluk bei mekadesh b'teira or b'tmeya mukudeshes. So then we're in a matzah. We don't know how to get out of it because l'chayr. So what's the Ramban talking about? There's no kedusha isha. So I have an idea, and maybe I'm completely off. Okay. Maybe mitek kulay bochumur. Okay. Truma teira has shavius. Okay. Truma Tmeya has Shavius, okay? Even the Ram says very clearly in Ovos HaTumas, the Yisrif Truma on Yedayim Tmeyas. That was an Gzera from Truma Yedayim, the Truma in Talmidei Shammai V'Hillel that the Sreifa. Do we know that the Sreifa on the Tzilus Yedayim Mechulun? Maybe there's not. Okay. And if there's not, then what happens is the tumor is only possible. Okay. Is the tumor shover? Not clear to me that it is, because you can't do anything with it. Unless you want to wait, maybe you can say it's shover, because maybe you can wait until the body tumor comes. The chesed, I don't know. So maybe that's where I'm. But you see, I have a problem over it. Sounds like Mashiach really. Oh, you got this. Got this. Oh, you walk out, you're going to pull it. But let's be honest with yourself. What is the case? Because there's Netilas Yadayim for Tumma that you require anyway for Nagia. He did in Netilas Yadayim. What's the case in Netilas Yadayim Lechulin that's Nogei Letumma? What did he do? Okay? When you answer that question, I'll be very happy with you. And Rabbi Sai, we'll end here. Hatzlacha Rabbah.